This episode is brought to you by Harry's. Claim your special trial offer by going to harrys.com/cag.
Number 629. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. As always, we're joined by a man who is not promised six-figure bonuses and didn't receive a six-figure bonus. Wombat.
I don't even have a six-finger bonus.
But I'm bump.
I don't even know what that means.
But I'm bump. That's why I did the drum fail really quick.
Okay.
So people wouldn't think about it too hard.
That was, yeah, because it was nonsense.
Right.
Speaking of nonsense, hello, Shipwreck.
Hello. I'm in this chair. This is where I live now.
Tell me about it. Same chair for me too. I get it.
Standing desk.
If it's not for doing work, it's for doing tiger projects.
And sex.
No, tigers. Just tigers. Yeah. Our Japanese project is coming along nicely.
Why are you involved in the project?
Well, I have to be like, it's all because we use this laptop for the Google, whatever it is, Google Slides. What's the
And you don't want them looking up titties.
That too. No, because, you know, we don't have that many computers in the house.
Can't. Oh, all right.
Do you want a computer, Wombat?
Yes. Why, you have one?
I literally have, I don't know, four within reach.
That's funny.
Send them to Wombat.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Send me your computers.
Would you like a MacBook Pro?
I mean, I would, but
it's an older one. But
it weighs 14 pounds, but
it does, yeah. But I'll send you a MacBook Pro.
Thanks.
How about that?
It's going to cost you like $40 to ship that thing.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's cool. We're making do. I mean, I keep saying to myself, this won't last forever, right? It won't, right?
It won't last. Mm-hmm. No.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what? Chipwreck says it will.
Oh.
It will last forever.
Damn it.
How much toilet paper do you have left?
We're doing okay. We haven't finished that first sleeve of the mega pack that we got.
How many rolls?
Because I want to say it's 10 rolls per sleeve. I think we're through 6 rolls.
How many do you have left?
We have another 24 okay. in the thing. Plus, we actually found 6 rolls of toilet paper in the closet today.
Oh my God. It's like,
that was like Christmas. Yeah. So all in, I have still like 36 rolls of toilet paper in the house.
That's a lot. Shipwreck, how many rolls?
I'm in the triple digits still.
That's insanity.
But that's from the Amazon subscription.
Yeah,
problems. It is. And then, Mrs. Shipwreck decided, like, just before all this stuff went down, and had nothing to do with all this whatsoever, right? So it was like, okay, we're going to cancel we're finally going to cancel the Amazon subscription. We're getting too much toilet paper. We've got toilet paper and paper towels and dishwasher pods,
right,
like
forever.
Enough for forever. But apparently she still wanted to sign up for toilet paper. So we also have like this large box, and I'm not familiar with this at all, but apparently there's a subscription service for toilet paper. I think it's Who Gives a Crap is the name.
Wait,
of
it. Is this an April Fool's joke? What's happening right now?
It's not an April Fool's joke.
There's a toilet paper subscription service called Who Gives a Crap? Is that what you're just telling me right now?
Yes. It's whogivesacrap.org.
And now I have to look this up.
Right.
And
are they out of business?
They're a business. I don't know. But it's like a recycled toilet paper.
Okay, here it is. Toilet paper that builds toilets. Stop wiping with trees. 100% recycled. Yes. And yeah, when you go to the website, it says we're completely wiped out. There's nothing. You can't even read it.
Anyway. Oh, yeah. We're completely wiped out. These past few weeks have been crazy for everyone. But we're working our bums off to get toilet paper ready as soon as possible.
So you're saying I mean, how many rolls?
So I have a case of this out in the garage is what I'm saying.
You have a case of who gives a crap toilet paper.
Yes.
How much is in a case?
It looks like 48 rolls, maybe more. I don't know.
They're not even selling gift cards anymore. Digital gift cards are sold out on this site. Wow. I mean, good for them. I'm sure whoever owns this company is thrilled, but.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, I know who to go to if I run out of toilet paper.
Yeah, seriously. That's the thing you can send out to your friends.
I can put a couple rolls in with the MacBook.
With the MacBook. Like, and here's some.
So
here's,
I used it to pack the MacBook.
Here's some fancy toilet paper. Yeah. Artisanal. Here's some artisanal shit paper to go with it.
Did you get the... Wait, now,
it's
hold
really
on.
The life I live, right?
Did you get the premium or did you get the recycled 3-ply? Because the premium is $52 and the recycled is $30, so it's a big price difference. I hope Gretchen went for the good stuff.
Oh, it says on the outside of the box. I'll be able to tell when I go out in my garage.
It's because that stuff is 100% bamboo toilet paper.
Ooh.
That sounds good. Is that good? I don't know.
If it's not good, you could just go feed it to some pandas.
Right. It's good enough for pandas. I mean, really.
Right. Huh. Watch out for wild pandas coming into your house.
I'll be honest. This show has already taken a turn I was not expecting.
Premium toilet paper made out of bamboo?
Yeah, I was not expecting artisanal bamboo toilet paper.
Right. Shit,
this isn't even one of our sponsors. It seems like it should be.
It seems I would love it because then we don't right we'd have it in our house. I'd have some.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I only have like 12 rolls left. So
you better start thinking about what you're going to do. I mean, we also have an unopened, I think a 4-pack of tissues just in case. Like that's like the backup to the backup.
But you have 40. What did you say you have? Like 40
I'm saying
something rolls.
We still have like 30, 34 rolls of toilet paper. But, you know, maybe. I don't know. Too many.
It's not going to be a problem. No one's going to run out of toilet paper. I can make that promise.
We did go to the supermarket tonight. We wore bandanas like we were banditos in the supermarket.
You did?
Oh, yeah. We wore bandanas around our nose and mouth.
Did you do it? Mostly because it's funny, or
a little from column A and a little from column B. We also wiped the cart down with a Clorox wipe, like we were shining it up for resale. and we went to the supermarket. I was telling you just before we started, an hour before the supermarket closed, and it was like a ghost town in there. We were like the only people there, that and the people who work there, and it was great because they had pretty much everything we wanted
except toilet paper.
Except toilet paper. They didn't have any toilet paper, and they were out of frozen chicken nuggets. So that's the other thing.
I figure once most people hit like 50 rolls of toilet paper, they'll stop buying toilet paper.
That's not true. People just keep hoarding it. They keep hoarding it.
What do they think's going to happen?
I don't know. There was a sign, though, like limit one per on the following items, and it was like paper towels, toilet paper, bottles of water. So
jerk-offs.
Yep, everyone ruined it for everybody. We live in hell. It's never going to end. I'll see you when we're dead.
We live in a society where you can't even buy 100% premium bamboo toilet paper now because
everyone was hoarding.
Yeah, it's horrible. I don't want to live in a society like that.
Nope, but what was I able to get? We did get some Cherry Garcia, so that's got to count for something.
Fantastic, man.
Mm-hmm. My son is writing one of his school assignments is reading comprehension work was he had to read the biography of Ben and Jerry, and he had never had Ben and Jerry's ice cream before.
Oh, right. I don't think my son has either.
So I said, if you do the work, because he read it, he goes, what is Cherry Garcia? Like, when you finish your work, if we see it at the supermarket, we'll get you some Cherry Garcia.
Right.
And I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie to my son and be like, oh, they didn't have any.
Did he like it? It's like a pretty.
Yeah, he loves cherries. That's like his thing. So, yeah, he dug it.
Right. Well, Long Island Strong, Ben and Jerry.
Are they?
What?
They're from Vermont.
What?
They're in Vermont now.
I know. Yes. One of them is from Merrick and the other one is maybe they're both from Merrick.
I'll take your word for it.
Totally. I went to the factory tour.
In Vermont.
In Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Not Merrick.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you have an opportunity to get out of Long Island, you usually...
You take it and run.
Right. Especially, mm-hmm. Yeah, and they did.
I mean, who wouldn't want to be there now? Right?
What, on Long Island?
No.
Vermont?
Vermont.
Yeah. Oh. Why? What's so good about Vermont?
It's secluded.
It's not here. Yeah. It's not in our houses.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, right.
This is one other good thing about having the dog. It's like, at least I go out and we go for the walk every morning.
But you could do that without a dog, actually.
You can, I'm just saying, but it's like an excuse to go out there. You know, right. Now it's like three times a day because we're home.
I've started running again.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Yeah.
Can I? So I don't know if people know, but if you have an Apple Watch, you can share your activity with other people. And Shipwreck did that with me. And I didn't even know you could do it. And so I was like, all right, yeah, I'll share my activity with Shipwreck and his wife. And then it's like, hey, do you want to do a competition with Shipwreck? I was like, all right. And now, like, we're in competitions where, like, you have to run or something. I don't know. It's just
Are you going somewhere with the story? And the winner is?
I always win because Shipwreck has a real job.
Yeah.
But he has more of a chance now.
I do have more of a chance now. Like, that's the one positive, is that since I have no commute ever, that now I can actually just go out and run for, I don't know. It's not long. Like, usually the sequence of events is I get done working, I drink a beer, and then Gretchen comes home, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to be outside of the house for 15 minutes. And I go run for 15 minutes around my cul-de-sac.
Right.
It takes, I'm going to say, right about 5.5 times around my cul-de-sac to do a mile.
That's a pretty big cul-de-sac, because I have the way my block works is you could run on the sidewalk. If you go from my block, you could turn a corner and go to the one block south of us and come up and around. And that's just a hair less than – actually, no, I think it's a little more than a quarter of a mile. So I have, like, the built-in track. That's what we used to run when I once thought I would get in shape. So that's a good-sized cul-de-sac still. Five times.
Nice sack, Ship.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I went on a longer run over on Sunday. We all went to a little nature park that's right next to Emmeline's school. But I had never been there before, and Mrs. Shipwreck had only been there once. And it's quite a bit bigger than what both of us realized. And they had, like, she had bought them rain boots, and it wasn't raining, but it had rained the day before. So it was real muddy in places. So wherever there was a lot of mud, like, I didn't have rain boots. They had rain boots. I had those same white Nike shoes that you have, GP.
Oh no. Those are ruined.
No, it's fine, because I mean, they're dirty because they're my running shoes, but anytime there was like a muddy path, I'd be like, okay, I'm going to go find a different route. Like, I'm going to go a dry route and meet you guys back up on the other side. And then
to save your shoes.
Yeah. To save my shoes. Yeah. Yeah. it's mainly, I don't want to be walking around in muddy feet.
Right.
But then there was a turn where they took a different turn because my wife doesn't have a great sense of direction.
Yeah, mine neither.
So I went on like a 2.5 mile frantic run around this nature center, trying to first find my way out of it.
Right.
And then second, like the last mile and a half of that run was because I found my way up fairly quick because I understand what the sun is doing,
right?
And where that is in regards to where we started.
Mm-hmm.
But she did not have her phone on her, so I could not get in touch with her. And I'm like, they went in this area, and it was like, it like it was bordering on being a pond, like this trail that they were going through.
Right.
And I'm like, oh no, this is not going to end well. Like I'm sure they're fine, but I'm just like, it's not going to end well for me.
Yeah.
That I left them there
in the quicksand.
In the quicksand. Yeah. So I'm just like, I get to the entrance. And so I'm like, I start running, like, I don't know, like I'm like a quarter mile in every direction. Cause I'm like, I don't want to leave the entrance in case they find their way out. But I also want to go far enough to like where I can potentially like say, hey, we need to come this way. This is the way out of this place.
Right.
And eventually they just came like skipping down one of the paths. It's like, oh no, we were having a great time. I'm like, yeah, I've been trying to look for you guys for like a half hour here.
Right. You have no idea how sweaty dad's ass is right now. Right. From worrying and running. It's just an unbelievable combination of different types of sweat on my ass and pretty much everywhere. But I'm glad you guys had a great time.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got
nice. It's nice to get out of the house. I can still run for a very long time, I found out.
Did you get credit for that on your Apple Watch?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Good.
I put credit on that one.
Good, good. I get, it's funny because you get, whenever someone completes like a run or something, it automatically notifies the people that you're sharing it with. And then you can just reply with these canned responses.
Yeah, that's the best.
And they're so cheesy and just horrible that I look forward to selecting them. They had one with a joystick emoji that I chose.
That's for sex after a run.
I don't think that's what it was.
That's what that means. If you send someone the joystick because they sent you the thing, they're like, oh, you want to jerk me off in the shower? That's what you're saying.
I think it was more like you got game or something.
No, I'm pretty sure it means, hey, you're going to need the shower. Hand job in the shower.
Hand job in the shower. Yeah, you might be onto something.
I know I'm onto something. Hand jobs in the shower.
That's not legally binding, by the way, those messages.
Yes, they are. Oh, it says it in the TOCs.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's good that you're getting exercise, Ship. I'm glad to hear it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And it's my post-beer and pre-beer exercise.
It's more than I could say.
I got that rowing machine just in time, by the way. They ran out of rowing machines. I checked the website today. They ran out of their rowing machines.
What are they making these things out of, bamboo?
Exactly. You know where it's all going, up your ass. The company ran out of their rowing, all their machines, basically. The concept machines. And it's good. I rowed twice already, and I had it for 2 days. And it does come apart very easily. It wasn't false advertising, Wombat.
Great.
But I'm not comfortable making a video yet showing how easy it is because I haven't mastered it.
Understood.
But I will master it soon. That's sure what I'm saying. It's coming. This week I will have a video.
Great.
I will win.
Can't wait.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you have to do?
I'm sadly not much.
Yeah. No hand jobs in the shower?
Not for me.
All right. Let's do some show feedback.
Sure.
That's something we can all enjoy.
I don't even have a shower.
No, really? Sorry.
Well, no, I have. My master bathroom is still under construction, as is my kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Right. When's the kitchen going to be done?
All of the countertops went. The last of the countertops went in today.
Cool.
So now it's just getting all of the. I don't know the. Microwave and stove and sink and all of that stuff hooked up.
How long does that take? Like a month?
I can't imagine a month. I'm hopeful by the end of this week it will be at least a functional, if not finished, kitchen.
Right. It's not ideal.
Good luck.
Not an ideal.
But my HelloFresh. Subscription reactivated.
Nice.
Without me knowing.
Good timing.
So, yeah.
Send that to Wombat with the MacBook.
I have that coming hopefully tomorrow.
I just ate mine.
Yes. All right.
What about feedback? That show feedback?
Yeah. Here we go. Bardia 27 says, I've been listening since the first episode back in 2005. We often hear stories about your kids, but actually hearing Sabrina give her opinion on a game and articulate her thoughts so well made me realize how fast time is passing by. It's been 15 years. That's longer than many TV shows, and to many of us, the CADcast is becoming a weekly thing to check in on. Outside of Shipwreck, most of your video game takes no longer align with mine, but I still listen every week because I'm interested in your personal stories, and that's why I don't see myself stopping anytime soon. So thanks.
Yeah. Yep. They all come to hear about Shipwreck Sack, basically.
Yes, Shipwreck Sack and Sabrina's Animal Crossing, which we did listen to in the house the next day.
How'd you like my production on that? Because she didn't speak into the mic at all.
She actually, that's the thing. She couldn't have been any closer to the mic.
Well, she needs to speak up.
She has the tiniest little voice.
Yeah. She's got to, like, you know,
I understand that.
Air flowing.
But she sounded good on the playback. So good job. Good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. It was worth it. Yeah, it was cute. I enjoyed listening to it again.
Yes, I almost had her. I thought about having her come on for Watch This Bitches, but we don't need that.
Right. Until she learns how to speak into the microphone, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't need to add another hour to the production.
Nope. She's still playing Animal Crossing every day. Collecting them bells and
turnips,
eggs.
Right?
She's not into the turnips so much. She's fine. She doesn't care.
Emmeline, she's been playing every day as well.
Uh-oh.
She bought a whole bunch of turnips and then immediately decided to eat them.
Nice.
she does not understand the stock market.
Right.
She has time.
Yeah.
And Rectum has to say, great show as always, guys. I thought it was especially cool when Sabrina came on. Hopefully this becomes a thing from time to time. Everyone reminding GB about his question was hilarious. That was about pooping in the bathroom.
Did she ever bring that up again?
She didn't bring it up again, but here is something that I did learn.
Yes.
Because we're men and we're stupid.
Yes.
Just as an FYI, because it does fall back into the use of toilet paper.
Hmm.
Women do use toilet paper for things other than pooping. And they do use that in school for that reason.
But I was talking about poop.
I'm not following.
Yeah. I understand that. I ask.
Oh, I know. I'm just, it goes with where is all my toilet paper going?
Oh, but there, I didn't ask about that.
It's been 2 weeks, and how do I say this delicately? There hasn't been a week break in my house between all the women in my house.
It's a lot of nice.
Mm.
So no more toilet paper.
Hence the loss of all the toilet paper.
And the mummy.
And the mummy. And my son also. I mean, he does do the mummy hand because.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah. I don't know why I got him ice cream. Mummy hand.
All right, should we do Watch This Bitches?
Sure. There's a show feedback that dovetails into it.
Oh boy.
Famous Last Words has to say, hey Cheapy, I recommend the movie Inception to watch with your son. My teenage daughter loved it.
Well, we watched it. Unrelated to this feedback.
I know, that's why I thought it was funny.
It is funny. I'm laughing on the inside.
You're a dick.
Well, it's on Netflix, and Mrs. Chibi thought it would be a good idea to watch it. And yes, Ty enjoyed it very much, and he had the same reaction at the end that you're supposed to have. You're supposed to yell, what the hell, and storm off. No, he really enjoyed it. And you know what the crazy thing is?
What's the crazy thing?
I started getting all these, not just me, but Mrs. Cheapy too. We both started getting all these browser ads for the top from Inception.
Oh, I get those ads all the time, and I haven't seen that movie in forever.
Oh, okay. So. They're still just,
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why.
Because Mrs. Cheapy showed me on her phone, and she didn't Google it or anything.
No.
So, okay. That's weird. This is why are they still selling those tops? It was so long ago.
I assume people still buy them.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you want one?
No, I didn't.
Like if I came to your house and said I got you a gift and you opened it up and it was an Inception top, you wouldn't be like, "Oh, that's
very different from me buying one."
I know. I'm just saying maybe people buy them as gifts.
It makes a great gift.
It does. See.
And now a word from Inception.
Inception tops spin. Heavy Industries.
Right. It's made out of 100% recycled bamboo. So yeah, we liked Inception a lot. It was pretty cool, even though I don't think Ty understood. I mean, I didn't understand. You're not supposed to really understand, you can't really think about the concept of like dream within a dream within a dream and the kicks and all that shit. Like, you really, there's no way to be comprehending that while you're watching the movie for the first time. It's just like, it's all happening and you're like, what? Dream?
I don't think I've ever seen that movie more than once.
It's good the second time.
Okay.
I can say that for sure.
I remember seeing it in the theater, like being very excited to go see it. And I remember liking it. I just don't know if I ever saw it again.
Yeah, I would recommend watching that again. It's on Netflix.
Yes.
I should watch that at some point as well.
Yes, it's good. It's pretty good. We also watched as a family 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Which, did Ty like that? Because it's a little slow.
It's a lot of just watching like a spaceship fly across the screen very slowly and like the pod turning, and that I think he did appreciate it. He didn't there's no way, again, like anyone's going to understand the ending, much less a 12-year-old. But I think he appreciated the visuals of it and its artistic nature. And I certainly did. I mean, it's amazing. That movie was made in 1968. I bought the 4K version from the Xbox store when it was $5.
Yes, I know, because I texted you letting you know.
Yep, thank you. I was going to, yeah. And this is the first time I watched it. And it looks great. I mean, it's amazing how well it holds up, actually. One thing I noticed that Ty laughed at some of the spaceship design. Or I don't know if he was laughing or like just breathing hard. I'm not quite sure. But sometimes when like a spaceship would show itself on screen for the first time and it looked a little awkward, I think he, like, his first response was to laugh at it. And he was trying to stifle his laugh. So I'll have to ask him about that. But it was fun to watch. And he got very sad, though, when they had to take Hal apart. He was like crying. I was like, dude, the guy just murdered four people. Like, three of them were sleeping when he did it. And he's like, but it's sad. I'm like, yeah, they were trying to make it sad, you know? That's the goal. It's like, yeah, but it was still sad. Yeah, it was fun. I enjoy watching these like classic movies with him, and I'm excited.
I've watched a classic movie with my son this week.
Which one?
The original Power Rangers movie.
Nice. How does that hold up?
Well, I've seen it 6 times this week.
Oh my god.
So it's Ivan Ooze. That is a fantastic villain. I don't remember who that actor is. Wombat probably knows.
I don't know who Ivan Ooze was in the Power Rangers. I'm sorry.
He does a fantastic job.
All right.
The skydiving scene to begin with, you get that Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I've never seen this movie, to be honest.
Me neither.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think I have either.
Oh man, so it starts off, and I don't know if you guys remember the year 1995.
Sure.
It was all about skydiving. Wait,
Paul
and
Freeman is Ivan Ooze in the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie.
I'll take your word for it. I don't know who it is. I just know he does a fantastic job.
He's Belloc from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Ah, yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is him.
Yes. Okay.
This may be his best work.
I don't know.
Wait, Belloc is the guy who burns his hand on the thing, or?
No, that's the, once again, Dr. Jones, you learn that nothing you possess can't be mine, or whatever he says.
That's Belloc.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. Mm-hmm. What's the guy's name who burns his hand? What's his name?
What is his name? I forget. They don't say it. I don't think they say it in the movie.
I think he must have a name.
I don't know.
The guy with the cool hanger.
Yeah, the guy with the cool hanger. That's his name.
All right, carry on.
Oh, no, that's...
That's your Power Rangers review?
Isn't it Tote or Tot? T-O-H-T? Am I making that up?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what that is.
Sounds like a foreign language to me.
I just know that Dashiell gets really excited at various parts, like where he just like smiles and then like he knows all the lines now.
Right.
So he like, you can tell he's getting ready to like say what the what Ivan Ooze is getting ready to say.
And you're trying to do your work during this, right? While this is all happening.
Right, yes. Welcome to your nightmare. Or no, it's my nightmare. I messed that up. Welcome to my nightmare. Because Emmeline's like, that doesn't make any sense. It's like, you're right. That welcome to my nightmare is not, that doesn't make sense to tell somebody that.
Right. Well.
If you're the villain in a movie.
Right.
And you're like talking to the protagonist, you tell them, welcome to my nightmare. But you're having a good time.
Right.
There's a lot going on with that line.
Right.
I've seen this movie 6 times this week.
Right. Joey Ramone called in with that line to the Howard Stern show when he was really drunk. He left it on their voicemail.
Maybe it's a reference to that.
He said, welcome to my nightmare.
Okay, are we good now? Are we done with Power Rangers?
I want to hear about Tiger King.
Now, you haven't watched it because you can't. And you're like the only person in America.
You can. By the way, you can watch it. I finished it. And Mrs. Cheapy agreed. I discussed it with Mrs. Cheapy. And we both agreed that it really has nothing to do with animal cruelty. That's maybe 1% of it.
He doesn't have Netflix.
Oh, you don't have Netflix. Fuck. See, I forgot about that.
That's the problem. The problem isn't the animal cruelty thing, because that really has nothing to do with it.
But you could watch Inception also.
It could be called Anything King. It, yeah. Exactly.
Am I selling you on it?
That show is bananas. We did binge it over the weekend and I think it was like a day. We started it on Saturday night and finished it Sunday morning, I think.
That's
is what
ridiculous.
We did. Yeah. So is Tiger King. It's just crazy. Everything about it. The memes are warranted.
Right. I like the guy on the jet ski.
At the end?
What his name was.
Yeah.
I forgot what his name is, but
the,
I like
the snitch.
Character. The snitch who said he felt like he should do the moral thing or something. It's the, I don't know.
Yeah, they're exactly. You mean the strip club owner who felt like
everybody? They're all horrible people.
Every single person. It's amazing how many bad people there really are.
The guy who looks like Mitch McConnell doesn't seem that bad.
The guy who looks like
Mitch. The husband, Carol's husband.
Oh, Carol's husband. He does look like Mitch McConnell.
He doesn't seem like he's that bad. He seems like he's generally, genuinely.
But what's his deal?
I don't know what his deal. He's into some funky shit, I think.
I mean, because it's not like he's like, hey, I have no job. What do you do? Oh, I'm a millionaire widow. Let's get married and open a tiger park.
Right.
Like, what was his deal before that? Is he the one who fed the other husband to the tiger?
He doesn't look like he could do anything like that. He looks like he's the submissive one in the relationship, and he's wearing like a dog collar or something.
They're all crazy. They're all
getting whipped by her.
They are all crazy. Anyway,
pretty good.
Yeah, I know. You know what you should watch, though? I told you you should watch it, is the Jay and Silent Bob reboot movie.
I thought about watching it previously.
You should watch it. It's on Amazon Prime. It's free. If you have Prime.
I do like the movie
Shipwreck,
Clerks.
I was going to say, Ship, you should watch it also. I feel like you've watched the Kevin Smith 90s oeuvre.
I've watched them. I liked Mallrats.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of them, I didn't dislike them, but they didn't like really hit home with me at all.
That's fine. I mean, I was going to say, if you have a nostalgic affection for Clerks, Chasing Amy, Mallrats, Dogma, and Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, those are the five. Those are the five movies.
I have a feeling I don't know. I shouldn't say anything until I watch it. But I will tell you what's great.
If you have any affection to those movies
I'll give it a try. I will do that if I
then remember. It's basically just, it's reference and cameo the movie.
Right.
And it's fun in that sense. I'm not saying it's good. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going out and saying, you know, it's a classic.
I'm selling it, right?
But I'm saying
good.
That, like, you'll watch it and be like, oh,
what's wrong with you?
I know what they're doing here. I liked what they did for the, what them.
You know what's really good, though, with Kevin Smith? If you go on YouTube and you watch, you just look up him talking about working with Bruce Willis.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
It's pretty hilarious. And also working on the Superman movie that never got made.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that one?
Yes.
Where he talks about that?
Yes. I think everyone's seen those. They have like 30 million views on YouTube.
Oh, they're pretty amazing.
Yeah.
That's entertainment.
He's a pretty decent podcaster, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he's no CAD cast, but.
No. I also finally saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Right. And you really liked it.
I really liked it. I loved it. I thought it was great. I really did. I thought it was great. I really enjoyed it.
But you're an old soul.
I am an old soul. Maybe a little too old a soul to, because you didn't like it for some reason.
I did not like it because the whole Manson connection to me, I had no connection with that whatsoever. Like, it meant nothing to me. It might as well have been some made up event.
Weird.
I was just a kid or whatever. When did that happen?
No, you weren't born.
I wasn't born. It was like
68, 69.
Nothing to me. So it was like, you know, a few years before I was born. Like, so it really meant nothing to me. It means nothing to me now. I spend zero time thinking about it. It didn't really.
But you liked Mindhunter.
Yeah, but that goes
Manson's
into detail,
in that. So is Tex.
I didn't really like get
Manson
super
and Tex are both in that.
Yeah, but those are just it's like might as well be name dropping because there's not enough time to get to really know anybody.
That whole scene at the farm with
Brad
Pitt,
that was the best scene. That's the best scene in the movie.
That whole scene is bananas.
But I didn't really care about him. I don't like that he could beat up Bruce Lee.
Yeah, the Bruce Lee thing was a little awkward.
That was a real turnoff.
Yeah,
for me,
I get
honest.
That because that was, and a lot of people complained about that, and I think that's a warranted complaint. I think there was a better way to do that to establish what. I mean, at the end of the day, they're just trying to establish that Brad Pitt's really good at fighting, and there are better ways to do that,
right?
Than how they did it in that movie.
I think the part of the problem is they get this actor who is the most amazing Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
He's doing the most amazing Bruce Lee. It's like perfect. Like unbelievable. He looks like him. He seems to be good at Kung Fu and he talks like, it's just unbelievable. And so you have this guy on screen and what do you want to watch Bruce Lee do? You want to watch him kick somebody's ass. You don't want to watch a white guy beat him up. That's not what you want to watch.
No, it's the only real, I would say, tone deaf thing in the movie. I think everything else in the movie is great. I think the whole scene with Leonardo DiCaprio on the Western, I thought was great. With the little girl from American Housewife, all of that. I loved all of it. I love the slow burns. I love how much time they took with things for no reason. I love the ending. My wife and I were screaming at during the last 10 minutes of that movie.
Good.
So I loved it. I mean, is it better than Inglourious Basterds? I would say probably not.
I didn't like that one either so much.
See, I like Inglourious Basterds too.
Jackie Brown is better.
Jackie Brown's a lot slower and it's a very different movie. But anyway,
I rewatched that after watching Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
That's funny.
Just to confirm that it was really good, and I did confirm that.
That's good work.
Robert De Niro's pretty. Everybody's pretty.
Everyone's good in that movie.
That.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Robert Forster's good in that movie.
Yes. Yeah, I love him.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I enjoyed it. There you go.
Good. I'm glad. Mm-hmm. I'm glad.
Go see it. The end. Woo! Stick with it. Watch that whole movie. Let it sink in.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on. Hey, let's talk about something that doesn't need to sink in because, well, actually, it might, depending on what you're talking about. Quick, erase this part. No, we're talking about Harry's. And now is not the time to overpay for razors at the drugstore. And Harry's knows sometimes it's better to stay inside. That's why they ship directly to you, so you can experience the quality of a Harry's shave without leaving your home. Wombat, what do you love most about shaving with Harry's?
I love how smooth it makes my face. As some of you may be aware, while some people are growing out beards while they're stuck at home, I've actually started shaving more.
Yes, I noticed that, actually.
So I don't have a beard anymore for the first time, I think, in 6 years. And I've been using my Harry's razors, and it's great. I use the razors. I use the shaving cream. My wife loves how smooth my face is, and we're stuck inside together all the time, so I might as well do something to make her happy, and here we are.
Yes, I just had to re-up on the shaving cream and the post-shave balm, actually, which is, they're both fantastic. I have all the whole collection, and I went to Target to pick them up, but Anyway, you know, Harry's is a return to the essential quality durable blades at a fair price, just $2 per blade. And they've cut out the middleman, manufacturing blades in their German blade factory that's been honing precision blades for a century. It's a long time, Wombat, to be making razor blades.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Best of all, there's no risk to you for trying them out. Harry stands behind the quality of their products, and if you don't love your shave, let them know, and they'll give you a full refund. My wife knows that when I'm shaving with Harry's, that I'm looking for attention, if you know what I mean.
I do. I understand.
Wink, wink.
I don't get it.
Date night.
Mm-hmm.
We eat dates. We really like Mediterranean fruit. Well, you know, listeners of our show can redeem their Harry's trial set at harrys.com/cag. You'll get a weighted ergonomic handle for a firm grip, 5-blade razor with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel with aloe to keep your skin hydrated, and a travel blade cover to keep your razor dry and easy to grab on the go. So go to harrys.com/cag to start shaving better today. Thank you, Harry's. Let's move on, Wombat. To
another movie I forgot that I watched.
Oh.
I bought Onward.
But it's coming to Disney Plus like tomorrow.
Yeah, like on Friday or something. Whatever.
I bought Onward.
How is it? He has the kids. He's got to keep them.
I have the kids. I was told we were going to watch Onward. I said, "All right."
You didn't say that it was, "Hey, but it's coming to Disney Plus on Friday."
It doesn't matter.
Care. How is Onward? Am I going to watch it?
I'm trying to think, like, I liked it, I think. I liked it. I enjoyed my time watching it. I don't think it's as strong as most Pixar movies.
I gotta say, like, yes. I have no interest in seeing a movie about kids trying to contact their dead dad.
My favorite is that they have lots of dead dad action figures, or at least they did before all this started, at Target. I was seeing them in like January and February, and I would be like, who's in Target, and what kid is pointing up and going, I want the dead dad figure.
We have the dead dad Happy Meal figure.
Yeah, exactly. Who wants that?
He wanted the hamburger.
Yeah, like,
didn't care about
Dash went and ran and got that toy when we were watching the movie.
Oh.
But that's pretty typical of, hey, we're watching this thing. I need to get the thing. I need to find every Power Ranger in this house so I can watch this movie.
The more important question is, when is the new Star Wars movie coming to Disney Plus so I can hate watch it?
Oh, Rise of the Skywalker?
That's got to be soon, right? Isn't that soon? Because it's coming up on...
It's already out on digital.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It depends on how well it's selling on digital. If it's selling like hotcakes, it's going to be a while.
I think
the box office made $5,000 last week.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's good. The nationwide box office making $5,000. It's really good. I think the week before, I mean, it was like a small drop off from 2 weeks ago where it was $208 million. So I'm from $208 million to $5,000. It's right. You know, whatever.
Who are these people that are going to the movies, though?
To spend the $5,000?
Yeah, who are these people?
Who are these people? I don't know.
These were advanced ticket sales that just didn't get refunds.
Maybe. Right,
lazy.
Five.
But Onward, I would say yes, if you have kids, it's a good movie to watch. It just, I don't know. You go into a Pixar movie expecting a lot, I would say. At least I do.
No, it looked more like a Walt Disney Studios movie than a Pixar movie from the trailers.
Mm-hmm. I think that... That's factual. They still try to like tug at the heartstrings, obviously.
Yeah, they want to make force a cry out of people.
Yeah, it just didn't get me at all this time. Like I didn't tear up.
Because when they force it, it doesn't work.
It feels like they're trying for it the entire time, I think, is the issue I have with it. Like a lot of the other movies, like Up is a perfect example of it. Like, they get you in that movie, But at the same time, there's like long periods where they're not like, it's not right in your face. Like there's things going on. It's like, oh, this is kind of a fun little scene and everything.
There's a talking dog and a funny bird and a...
Right, right. There's other stuff going on. An angry
old man in a blimp that just happens to know the guy with the balloons on his house. Yeah.
Yeah. Like this movie is pretty much the two brothers that you see in the trailer. Mm-hmm. They're on the screen, like I would say 95% of the time. Those two.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Without many supporting characters.
Ugh.
Right. Like, there's not a whole lot of other characters in this movie.
Now, did you find the gay character in that movie offensive?
I'm trying to remember even... Obviously, I did not, because I'm trying to remember who what that character was.
Shipwreck doesn't see sexuality.
Sexuality, it's true. He doesn't have sex. We forgot.
He's asexual mm-hmm. in all ways.
I'm trying to remember who that character is. It doesn't matter.
Is it Lena Waithe, I believe, plays her?
Are there any other dead parents in the movie besides the dad?
I'm sure there are, but yeah, no. I mean, pretty much he's the lead dead character in the movie.
All right. Should we do new releases?
We should.
How about that?
Sure.
About that time.
Sure.
What do we got?
Operencia is now out on other platforms outside of the Xbox, which is good and bad. It's no longer on Game Pass, but now everyone can play it everywhere. I actually redeemed a code today for the Switch version. I haven't played it on the Switch yet. I'm assuming it's great, having played it on the Xbox, and I know that the game itself is great. But now that Sabrina's like into the Switch, I really thought that she would be the one to enjoy it. I think it would be a good game for her. So. I want her to give it a shot, and hopefully she can come back on next week and talk about Operencia.
All right.
We'll see how that goes.
Right. I hope she plays it. I'm going to guess she's just going to keep playing Animal
Crossing. Oh, I think so, too. But I feel like you can only play Animal Crossing for so long, and then maybe...
That's not true.
I don't know about that.
That's not
true. What I hear.
Yeah. I can't play that animal. Don't get me wrong. I'm enjoying Animal Crossing a lot, but after like an hour at most, I'm good.
You're a different. You're a different age.
Is that what it is? I don't know.
I have to rip that away from Emmeline.
Yeah, well, your daughter is like 6 months old, and my daughter's 37. So there's a mm-hmm. difference.
Don't think either of those are correct.
I'm pretty sure they're both right.
All right, what else we got here?
I've been playing a game with Dashiell.
Which one?
I got a code for Gigantosaurus, the game.
Is that based on a book or something?
It's based on a book, but it's really based around the Disney Junior show.
Let me tell you something. When we got that email, because I got the email too, and mm-hmm. I saw it said, you know, Gigantosaurus, the game based on the Disney Junior show, it actually made me a little sad because I had no idea what Gigantosaurus on Nick Jr. Disney Jr. was. And it made me realize that my children are getting too old. And that kind of bummed me out.
Why? Because you really wanted to see what this Gigantosaurus was?
No, because I'm like, you know, even, you know, I it's weird to be at that stage where I'm out of touch, where I had never heard of Gigantosaurus before until that email came through. And it's weird to be out of touch on a genre that at one point in my life was consuming.
Right.
Sure.
So that was my point. But how's the game?
Yeah, if you think about, like, imagine like Land Before Time, basically. It's like a bunch of juvenile dinosaurs out on adventures with bigger dinosaurs around them.
The toys are cute.
The game, yeah, it's cute. The game it's an open, like, 3D platformer, which I was not expecting. Like, typically I would have thought it was going to be a 2D style platformer, but it is a 4-player open area, 3D platformer, which I don't know that I've ever played that particular thing before, which is a strange thing. Like, have you ever seen a four player, like, basically, like, if you think of like a Super Mario type of open world Super Mario game, like Super Mario 64, that with four players?
That would be weird. What happens when everyone splits off? Is it split screen?
That's where it gets ugly. Because then the kids start yelling at each other because
I can't see anything. It's too right, small. Exactly. It's too small.
Exactly. So they're all the characters, which the game is fun and well done for what it is, but I don't know that the four player co-op is going to work in this household, because Emmeline's like to the age where she understands fully how controllers work and how, like, where she wants to go, and like Dashiell's three, and like, amazingly enough, like, he can get the character where it needs to go and understand that portion for the most part. But the characters, they're kind of like rubber banded together at some point. Like, you can't get off the screen from each other. So it's just a constant, like, shouting match between both of them as they try to, Emmeline tries to get Dashiell to go in a direction.
Yeah, it sounds like a bad idea.
It's ambitious. I will give them that, as far as like, yeah, let's do some co-op in this game, but not having it like central to like one character and kind of like leading with the others, which is typically how these like kids games go. Like, it's like, yeah, we have co-op, but like this controller is really the one that's doing the majority of the stuff. Or it's a Lego type thing where the screen splits. Mm-hmm.
Did anybody play this Totally Reliable Delivery Service? You did. Because it looks like it could be cool.
It's free on Epic Game Store.
It's on Game Pass.
Oh, it is?
It's free on Xbox as well.
Yeah.
I played it on the Epic Game Store. It is. That one is, if you think about something like Goat Simulator.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
With the... You use the triggers to grab onto things.
Like Gang Beasts, too.
Yeah, yes. Like Gang Beasts.
And the headline from Destructoid, Totally Reliable Delivery Service is like Goat Simulator and Human Fall Flat.
Okay, yeah. You're a delivery man, and there's these delivery, vending machines, basically. You go up, and that's where you get your missions from. And a box pops out, and then you awkwardly pick it up by holding down the triggers to grab with each hand, and then you pick it up with the shoulder buttons for each hand.
It sounds awful.
Uh-huh. It sounds funny. It's funny though, right?
It's funny because like
couch co-op, right?
It's got couch co-op. I haven't tried the co-op at all, but does it have couch co-op? It has online co-op.
I don't know. The Xbox page said local co-op.
Okay. But it's simple enough to like pick up a box, and like some of them you just do by foot and that's easy enough. But then there's all kinds of vehicles in the game, and just lifting, like, they're not all boxes, like they're barrels or things that are like want to move around, because the game is very like physics ragdoll based.
I get
well.
It. Yep. I've played Gang Beasts.
Yeah. So getting into a helicopter.
Fall Flat. I've played that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you get into a helicopter, like you force your package into this helicopter, and you get into situations like, I found the best way to use the helicopter is to hold on to my package with one arm and try to steer the helicopter with the other. But then you quickly forget. Like, that's all the humor in it, is you forget what the controls do and your brain doesn't breaks. So you get up high and you're like, oh, I need to lower my helicopter down because I need to either try to land it, or there's some like where you have to like jump out of the helicopter because the helicopter is too big for where you're delivering the package, like say on top of like a tower. And so you'd have to jump out with the package and hold onto the package and land on top of the tower. But usually I just forget that I'm not supposed to let go of the trigger to lower the helicopter, and then I eject myself from the helicopter with the package, and
right,
it ends poorly.
Yeah, it looks like it would be pretty fun with multiple people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to check that out for sure. With the whole fam, hopefully.
Yep.
What else we got? New releases.
I know, Cheapy, you were a Panzer Dragoon fan, right? That sounds like you're a fan.
I think it's, that was code for, I love that game.
I liked it. I liked it when they made it into Rez.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That so, I liked. Okay. The remake of that came out on Switch.
Nice. A lot of remakes, I see, this week.
There are.
Star Wars Jedi Knight, Jedi Academy.
Tie the Tasmanian Tiger HD.
What was the other one? I was just looking at
You were a big Tie the Tasmanian Tiger, right?
Damn straight. Ikari Warriors 3 is on Arcade Archives on the Switch. Mm. I like that.
I believe that was the one where they went on the rescue.
I don't know. I don't really like the third one. Per se. I just like the Ikari Warriors concept.
What's your favorite Ikari Warriors?
Probably the first one. I think, lightning doesn't strike twice.
Right. They really were reaching for the plot of the second one.
Yeah, yeah. They already got all my quarters with the first one, so it's fine. What else they got here this week? Anything?
I don't know. There's not a lot of new stuff other than the stuff we've already talked about, right? It's all re-releases. Yeah.
I'd say I'm most excited for this totally reliable delivery service. I think that's going to be fun. Let's move on then. Oh, no. At Knight Rider 487 writes in to let us know that PUBG has something called Fantasy Royale and that he's played a bunch of it and that it's really fun and the closest that he'll get to LARPing. I looked it up. It's like there's like a, it's fantasy based roles now in PUBG. So there's like wizard and barbarian. And
now, is that on console or PC?
I don't know. That's a good question. It's probably, I don't know. I have not played PUBG in forever.
What is your problem?
My problem is I only play Call of Duty Warzone.
What is your problem?
I only play Warzone. If you have a question about Warzone, I can answer that.
It's a 1 week only April Fool's mode.
April Fools.
Yeah. It sounds like
I burped.
It sounds like the game was finally made interesting enough for me to turn right, it on. Exactly. And I'm like, oh. And then here we go.
That's news what I
it's on the Xbox news site. So I'm assuming starting for fantasy. I wonder if people really like it, if they would keep it.
Sure. They thought they could make a dollar, they'd keep it.
That's what I mean. Like if people are totally into it. Remember when PUBG was the shit?
You know, they had to come out. I read when I Googled it to find out what it was about after reading this guy's comment.
Uh-huh.
Great name, Knight Rider, by the way. Big fan. They had to say in the announcement, the company that makes PUBG, they were like, look, just so you know, we did not take significant resources to make that. They had to tell their community, don't worry, we didn't waste time making this game, making this mode. So don't yell at us for trying to have some fun with our game, they're trying to cover their ass. It's like, oh, what a world.
What can you do?
I know. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about news multiplatforming and Wombat's Rainbow Sexy Talk.
Yeah, I remember when there was a guy and he went to Medieval Times and he left his porn stick there.
Yeah, his USB stick.
Yeah,
yes.
His USB stick filled with porn.
Underage porn.
Underage and magic. And he's also in magic.
Yes.
Yeah. Turns out he could do worse.
He can make people's bonuses disappear.
Like magic. Like a USB drive out of Medieval Times.
Yeah, this whole thing, I didn't read the whole article, but again, it's Jason Schreier from Kotaku's posted this article. He spoke to several different people working at Gearbox. And, the short version is Gearbox pays a lower salary than than other game developers, and instead they promise a lot, higher royalties. And in fact, one of the Borderlands games, some of the developers made so much money they were able to buy a house from their royalties bonuses. And I guess they've been able to recruit other developers based on that. And with Borderlands,
people are able to buy houses because they get paid to do a job. as well. I've heard before.
Wait, what?
Some people just get paid. Some people buy right. a house with their salary.
Right, but apparently their salaries were not up to snuff compared to uh-huh. other salaries in the industry. And, you know, so for the Borderlands 3, he promised the team, you know, like big bonuses. And, you know, the game apparently did really well. And he, you know, quickest selling and all this shit.
Bonuses for everybody then.
Not so fast.
And then it came just recently, just today or yesterday, they announced that they're going to be significantly smaller than they originally thought because the game cost a lot more money.
And he told everyone that doesn't like it that they can quit. And
did he?
Yes. He said, if you don't like it, you can quit. And the other rumor is...
He's right. He's right there, you know. Yeah,
that is true. That is an option.
It's an option. And the other thing that's sort of in question was, because he had given himself that big bonus earlier in the year.
14 mil.
Yeah. So did he give himself a full bonus, but shafted the people that work there?
14 mil seems like a pretty good bonus.
That's a nice bonus. You know what else would have been a nice bonus? 7 mil. $4 million bonus would have been a nice bonus.
As an entertainer, Randy's probably got like a big nut to cover, I think.
I'm just saying, like, yes, don't get me wrong. $12 million, I would be happy with $12 million. I would also be happy with $7 million. I'd be happy with $5 million. I'd be
$12.
Happy. $12. I'd be happy with $1 million. So I just...
Everybody write this down. Wombat would be happy with $1 million.
Yes. Write that down.
Take notes.
Mm-hmm. Send me $1 million.
I'll put it in with the MacBook Pro.
Could you? I don't know. Because if that's really what happened, it just seems kind of odd. That's the word I'll use. It's really the more...
Well, I think we should give him the benefit of the doubt. I mean...
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's one thing to say, the game was too expensive and we couldn't cover all the bonuses and that includes me. That's a different conversation.
Sure.
Then I got my 14, whatever, 12, $14 million bonus and you guys are getting like, you know, a Big Mac.
So apparently, you saw how much it cost to make the game?
A lot.
95 million.
Okay.
140 million.
Oh, with the DLC. Somehow it didn't make sense that it cost 95 million for the game and then 50 right. million for the DLC.
That was a mistake, I feel, that plan.
Well, I mean, their DLC does very well. And it's a substantial, like every DLC is a substantial amount of game.
Right.
But it doesn't make sense because you would think they'd have so much of that cost distributed over assets and everything that they'd already created.
Well, apparently the big cost was that they switched engines in the middle of game production.
Yeah, but they didn't switch engines between the proper game and the DLC.
Unless they were making the DLC alongside the regular game.
True, but this doesn't scale the same way as far as...
I'm just saying, if they started making that first DLC pack on day one...
Those budgets just are...
In that old engine, then they may have had to scrap all of it and redo it. Who knows? I don't know.
Maybe they spend a lot.
The accounting just still doesn't make sense.
Maybe like they... Advertising on the DLC.
Or maybe someone has a slush fund bank account somewhere, you know, under an alias... You know,
the VIP suite at Medieval Times ain't cheap.
Yep.
You gotta have some bread for that.
Yes. I feel bad that I like these games so much, but...
Right. Well...
He makes it hard to like Borderlands.
Because he's taking all the money.
Yeah, that's the... Like, the people working on these games are... And I'm... Not to take anything away from Randy Pitchford's ability to
entertain you.
Entertain me, yes. Because I'm sure that he does have a lot of input in the game creation process. But there's clearly a lot of talented people that are working on these Borderlands games. And it just sucks that these stories are so consistent out of that studio.
Sigh.
So, yeah, he just feels, it just seems like he thinks everybody's replaceable.
Because he does.
Right. And he keeps taking all the money.
He replaced Claptrap.
Yes.
Right. And if he keeps taking all the money, everybody is replaceable because he's got all the money. He could just get more people.
That's what he's operating on, right? Is that if you want an entry level job at a major studio, here's Gearbox.
Right. But it's going to be, obviously his reputation is out now. It may not be as attractive anymore.
I don't know, because, you know, say you worked on Borderlands 3, it sells well. You have a credit in the game, and this news comes in. Your resume is impressive.
Right. Yeah, that's why this keeps perpetuating, right?
I mean, I would assume it makes it, I'm not saying it's easy to find another job, but easier.
Right. People may have pity on you, too.
Maybe. Or maybe you go to another studio where, you know, the situation also, you know, it's not a great working environment, but it's better than where you were. So you're like, this is the best.
Right. Right, exactly. Hey, the boss isn't stealing all the money. So cool. I love this new job.
I love this place. How many hours do I need to work today? 17, 18? Sounds great.
All right. Yeah. Has he tweeted anything about it? No, right?
Probably.
Let's see.
I don't try to follow him on Twitter because, like, I used to follow him because he would tweet out codes.
No, he hasn't tweeted
the shift codes, but then there became like this bot account that would just retweet those.
Right.
So then I didn't have to follow Randy Pitchford anymore.
Nice. Well, he's got 758,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move on to Nintendo. There was some Nintendo news this week. I guess rumors that they're going to announce new Mario games. I guess they're all remasters, right?
That's the rumor.
People are very excited about this. People are fucking going crazy. Like,
why not?
I mean, guess it's hard to get for me to get excited about any remaster.
It's wow. pretty I those coming to Switch, it's a pretty big deal,
especially if they look good and they play nice and I heard rumors that some of them may be,
if you think about like how you have to play these games currently, like it's not very, like, people can't play Super Mario Galaxy very easily,
right?
That's
right?
True.
You're gonna have to either, at the very least, you're plugging in a Wii,
and no one wants to do that.
I'm fine with it being difficult to play that game. People should have to do a little work.
I like Super Mario Galaxy. That was one of the, I think, one of the only games I ever finished on that console. Maybe one of two. That and the Twilight Princess, right? That's what it was called.
That was a game.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. At Gaming Groceries writes in and asks, what's the percentage of likelihood that we actually get all these Mario remasters for the Switch this year? Also, how is Wombat doing this week? He seemed pretty nervous of the future of the virus last week. Let's answer that second part first.
Sure, I'm doing terrible, but thank you for asking.
No.
It's, I'm 100%, you asked the question.
Terrible?
Terrible. Like,
worse than last week?
Yes, definitely worse than last week. Yes.
Get shipper, get that toilet paper over.
So, well, you know, I just keep waiting for the shoe to drop, and I don't sleep anymore, and I'm nervous and nauseous all the time. But thank you. Thank you for asking.
That sounds bad.
It's really bad. You have no idea.
What can we do to help?
I don't know. I have no idea.
More mystery boxes?
No.
Less mystery boxes?
No.
The usual amount of mystery boxes?
Yeah, that would be fine.
Okay.
Mm.
That's what we got.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hang in there, Wombat.
I'm trying.
Go for more walks or something.
Yeah. Yep.
And more beer.
Yeah. I need to, like, strike gold in my backyard.
Start digging.
I know, right? That's a thing that happens to people, right?
Right. It sounds like a pretty good chance of that happening. Yeah. But not if you don't start digging.
You never know unless you start digging, really.
Exactly.
True.
Just like Wayne Gretzky said.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Yep.
You're not going to find any gold in your backyard
unless you start digging. Yeah. I had that. That's his other famous quote. I had that on a poster in college.
What's the percentage likelihood these Mario games are coming out this year? 69%.
All of them?
I don't know, maybe some of them. Although I saw one person list that they may be like a package thing, which I don't.
The Mario collection, yeah. $300.
Like, but I don't see that. Exactly. But I don't see that being a thing. So.
I do. $300.
Yeah.
Okay. $299.99. That's more realistic.
Well, now I'm on board.
I mean, they've made Mario collections before. Yeah. So it's not totally out of the
way. I know. I'm just saying it seems like a lofty consumer friendly idea that I just don't see happening.
They're going to do it.
Yeah.
Limited edition. It comes with Mario's bathwater.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be good. People are going to go crazy for it.
The last time one of the Mario collection came out was when I was in Japan visiting you, Chiefy.
Oh.
Because I can see the Japanese version of that for the Wii that I bought.
Nice.
From where I'm sitting. Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. So it has happened before.
$299.99. Coming this Christmas.
Right.
All right. Let's move on to the CAG bag. I am not a twit asks, what new skills have you learned in quarantine? Wombat, panic. Besides not sleeping.
Panic.
Panic. Panic is good. Important skill.
What have I learned? Because I've been learning all sorts of stuff. I've learned how to be a third grade teacher.
Okay. How's that?
It's not bad. Some days are better than others. Measuring to the quarter inch is difficult to teach someone who doesn't quite understand how rulers work.
You're a shitty teacher, obviously.
Yeah, but volume, we were able to do volume really easily. Like, he got that concept, you know, how much a liter of water in this pitcher and a liter of water in a pitcher that's the same volume but a different size still holds the same amount of water. That whole concept, that went over pretty well. That was like, yeah, of course it does. What, am I stupid? Like, I'm sorry, I didn't know. I'm trying to teach you.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's that.
I haven't learned anything.
No, you should. You're not teaching your son his work.
No, I don't do anything.
Yeah,
they send the emails.
Mm-hmm.
I forward the emails to him, and I say, read this carefully, and with that's the message, mm-hmm. and then the email. Then I follow up with him. I say, the teacher said X, that a lot of kids didn't do X. Did you do X? Yes, yes, yeah, I did it. Don't worry, I took care of it. Then I find out, 20 minutes past his bedtime that he didn't do what he said. And he's just saying shit because he wants to, do FaceTime with his friends or whatever. And then I have to yell at him for, a half an hour after we watch 2001 A Space Odyssey, and nobody's happy.
That sounds like my life now, too, with the older one. Right. Yeah, yeah. And yours isn't all Google Classroom?
They haven't done that. No, yeah, Google Classroom. Yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah, everything's Google Classroom. Actually, here's one, because Sabrina, we saw her do the English work. She did the English work. I know. Yes. She did it. I saw it. She hit the button. She hit the submit button. The teacher emails, Sabrina, we never got your English assignment. She's like, okay. Oh. And she resubmitted it, and she uploaded it. We saw her do it. The teacher emails, Sabrina, I still haven't gotten your English assignment.
Yeah, it's...
I'm like, it's, you know, we're trying our best here. So we just attached it in an email and emailed it to her directly. And we're like, okay, do you have it now? So,
yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just told Ty now, look, when these emails come in with all the instructions, just you have to print them out. Mm. And then you have to get a highlighter. Because it's and just highlight the important things. This is a useful skill in life, actually, because there's a lot of shit in there that it's not telling you things to do. So find all the parts where it's telling you things to do and highlight them, and then go back to it and see if you did them. I'm not the teacher.
You are now.
Well, I think they're starting the actual teleconference learning. But I'm not sure. I don't even know if they are. They send these letters out to the parents.
I heard that spring break is canceled, though.
Yeah, I think I saw that. But the letter says nothing. I just assumed it would be canceled anyway.
I thought they would get a break from schoolwork. At least
But there's no... there's hardly any schoolwork going on.
I guess.
At least in this house. Mm. But then again, he's lying to me about it. So that's what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
But I get the letters from the school, and mostly they say nothing.
See, that's like, the good thing about the way we have it set up is they actually give you a to-do list and due dates. So you just have to log into the Google Classroom and we can see what she submitted and what she hasn't.
I'm not doing that.
In one easy-to-view screen. And my wife does that every day at the end of the day. At like 4 o'clock, she's like, I'm going through and you haven't submitted these things yet. And then they get into a fight. It's fun.
It's right. That's the thing. Like, then you wind up, it's not like your her job to be doing that. And that's why you wind up yelling at each other. Everyone yells at each other because it's just like everyone's in the wrong role.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's, that's why everyone's getting frustrated.
No,
that's why I don't want to fucking do anything because I made it to 12 without having to teach, you know, do the homework for the kid or anything. And like, I don't want to start now. Like, I'm supposedly past the hump.
Nope. You're in the hump.
I'm getting humped right now.
Yeah. Nope. It's not going to get easier.
I feel like it's going to get easier.
No, it's not getting easier.
They're going to get into the groove.
Nope.
I don't know. Mrs. GB seems to enjoy working from home, though.
Good for her. Yeah.
For the most part.
Mm-hmm.
I make her a nice latte when she asks.
Yeah.
I service her. And, you know, take care of business.
Yeah.
All right. Last question here from the gag bag. I don't even know. Do I want to answer any of these?
Not really.
Pick one of these.
I
think we should do this last one. Maybe we could do this one night. This is from this guy with the fucking name who always writes us. C Money, we'll call him.
Okay.
Because I don't know. That's Martinez. Mr. Martinez.
Okay.
How would you feel about doing a stream of all you playing one of the online trivia games? Maybe you can get some donations for medical charities while you are at it. I played Fibbage for the first time online against strangers this week, and it was a blast. I like doing those. I like those games.
We played as a family. You don't know Jack.
Yeah, I would play that with you, and I would kill everybody. Except for Shipwreck.
Sure?
I'm pretty good at You Don't Know Jack.
Okay.
I haven't played it in forever.
All right.
I would like to do that.
Okay.
We could do that like on a Friday night or something.
Yeah, I have all of them. Pretty sure Shipwreck's I have every Jackbox. Very quiet.
I'm just trying to figure out when Friday nights are.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. That sounds good. Let's do that.
It's fun. I did one of those nights with my college buddies on like a Zoom.
You know what else is good? Murder Mystery what? Trivia is also one of the, I think, the most recent one.
It's trivia about murder mystery?
No, it's got like a horror theme to it, but the questions are really hard.
Right. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll have you know I get 6 out of 12 on the Alexa Jeopardy, so...
6 out of 12, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll make it work. Jackbox games are good. They do good work.
Maybe 7 out of 12 on Teen Jeopardy. If you know what I'm talking about.
I don't, but okay.
It's fun on the Alexa.
I bet.
It's good. All right, let's wrap it up. Let's remind everyone that new customers can get $5 off a Harry's trial set when you go to harrys.com/cag. And let's remind everyone to follow us on Twitter at GBD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals, at CAG Deals. These are all things that you can follow. What else do you have to do? Has everyone else's phone usage gone way up since this fucking thing?
Pretty sure that's normal for everybody, yes.
Mine's gotten way down.
Right, because you're in a car commuting. You're just too busy.
I'm just...
Wrangling.
My Microsoft Teams usage has gone through the roof.
How is Microsoft Teams?
Microsoft Teams is all right, actually. It's pretty good. There's a couple UI things that I don't like when somebody calls that the only button that's a different color is the hang up button.
Draws your attention to it.
Right. Like I hit that constantly.
Right.
It seems to me they should have a green pick up the phone button, but
you think,
right? Other than that, it's pretty snappy,
pretty solid, huh?
Yeah,
good to know. All right, let's say goodbye, and we will see you next week.
Brett's done.
Welcome to a magnificent journey into the past. It's medieval time. Are you prepared for a night feasting and sport the likes of which you will never forget, never forget, never forget?